inside and we begin.
For
the Holy Spirit is always around as the chief guest,
the
representative of the Father and the Son.
We may
not scorn him as we are outside moving,
but
we come and begin together with him. He had already waited for us. We thank the Lord who always waits for us.
He
would have already left us.
But
there with us for this moment. Let's lift up our voices.
We
welcome him though he's around. All along people in the rich. When they get rich, because of their honors, they are lifted up and they come greet us. But we already get to know that they have arrived, that they speak of their names, and also speak to us. Even though the Holy Spirit is around, we want to speak of his name, for it's a great name.
He's
going to speak unto us, passing through us today.
I know
that the Father too is glorified through that word, together with the Son. He
who
sent the Holy Spirit.
We have come to the Holy Spirit. Ayogera nti tunoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama era n'okusoma tusome. Tewali bula kinnakinnaakyo kubanga akamwa kwe kaalagira kitaffe era omwoyo we yakuŋŋaanya byonna. Ng'ayita mu bannabbi bonna n'abatume, Mukama wakuŋŋaanya ebigambo eby'ekitabo ekitukuvu ebiri mu ggulu n'ebiri ku nsi bye wayogerako mu Daniyeli essula y'ekkumi 19 paka 21. Ezo tutegeeza ebyawandiikwa mu byawandiikwa bitukuvu. Mukama tugenda kunoonya n'olwaleero. Tuwalampi ensozi na tugenze mu biwonvu wabula nga tutuukiriza ekiragiro kyo ayi Mukama waffe Yesu kye wayogerako ng'ogamba biri basatu banaakuŋŋaana ku lulwo nga w'oli weewaawo ayi omugenyi omukulu omwoyo omutukuvu gwe watuma omubaka mu masekati gaffe okulemberamu abaana ba Katonda nga bwe kiri mu Baruumi essula y'omunaana n'ey'ekkuminennya yatuuse dda okakasa nga w'oli mu masekati gaffe kubanga Mukama waffe gwe mwoyo era awali omwoyo gwa Mukama waffe waba eddembe wabwe wayogera mu Bakoliiso ekyokubiri essula y'okusatu olwe 19:17 ketuva tumanyira ddala nga omwoyo bwaliwo era naawe w'oli Mukama kwongera okuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo era amu n'ekitaffe oyo gwenga gwe Mukama waffe Yesu gw'ekifaananyi kye tukwebaza kubanga bw'otuma omubaka omwoyo omutukuvu yasse ekimu wamu naawe era n'ekitaffe abwe kyawandiikibwa nti kitaffe omwana n'omwe omutukuvu bakkaanya mu kimu era nga naffe tubatizibwa okuyingira olinyira kitaffe omwana omutukuvu ketuva tumanya nti omwe omutukuvu nga bw'aliwo era bwe tumuwa ekifo ekisooka okutusomesa n'okutuyigiriza nga bwe kyawandiikwa mu Yokaana 14:6 naye omwe omutukuvu alijja alibayigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza byonna tumuwa ekifo ekisooka okubeera omusomesa waffe era weewaawo ng'atunnyonnyola era ng'atubikkulira ebyawandiikwa bitukuvu nga bwe yayogerwako mu ngeri essuula esooka 23 munakkiriza okunenya kwange n'abafukako omwoyo wange anaabaleetera okutegeera ebigambo byange Mukama leka omwoyo wo ng'ayita mu ffe ategeeza ebigambo byo atuzza obuggya era ajjanjabe abadde abanafu mubiri wamu ne bamalayika abatukuvu abakola wamu naye era nga tumanyi Mukama ng'agenda okuwandiika ebigambo bino eby'obulamu mu ffe nga bwe yasuubiza ekiragiro kiri eri mu Bakoliiso ekyokubiri essula y'okusatu n'olusooka paka olw'omukaaga omwoyo omutukuvu aliwandiika mu magezi gammwe sina bwino wabula n'ekkalaamu ey'omwoyo tukwebaza ng'ogenda tuwandiikamu ebigambo bino era tunaasinziramu ebyo okwongera okusa bye twetaaga nga bwe kyawandiikwa mu Yokaana 15:7 bwe mubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange ebeera mu mbwe munaayinza okusaba kyonna kye mwetaaga kinaabaweebwa tugenda okukomekereza Mukama tunoonyeza obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu era nga tugenda okusaba bye twetaaga ewaawo n'abitwongerako tukwebaza kubanga w'oli era kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna otumya omwoyo we okubeera mu masekati gaffe era weewaawo tussaamu omwoyo we era otumejera malayika abalwanyi bayiteyo eri mu ntalo zaffe maiko malayika abadoni ow'enjegere malayika w'omuliro basigaleyo nga balwanisa ababadde beetegese okulwana naffe n'abo abagenda okujja n'abakuŋŋaana mu nsi yonna ku lulwo Mukama leka ejje erigenda okulwanisa abo ababadde bagenda okubalwanisa liyiteyo maiko ayiteyo n'ekitala kye malayika w'enjegere ayiteyo malayika abadoni ne malayika w'omuliro okwokya amaanyi gaabo ag'ekizikiza gabutieri yongera okutwolesa n'okutumulisiza mu byawandiikibwa naye kawa okuteesa agabirire essebo amaka gaffe agabire obulamu bwaffe tukwebaza kubanga n'ekyo okikoze mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu tusabye n'okwebaza amiina mukama abawe omukisa tuleeko tugenda mu ssaala ey'okuweebwa tusooka ne tuyiga okujjuza ebigambo eby'ensonga ne tulyoka tubitwalira mukama yesu yebazibwe tugenda mu ssaala ey'okuweebwa ebyokulya byaffe eby'omwoyo n'ebyomubiri nga bwe twawulira yesu yebazibwe naye nga tusooka ne tukuŋŋaanya ebigambo eby'ensonga ne tunaatwalira mukama okusaba kwaffe yesu yebazibwe okusinziira mu yobu 23 atandika agamba
Begins by saying,
singa mmanyi ekifo mukama gye nnaali
musinkanaera
ne nsobola okubimutwalira
ne nnindirira
kye yandinzizeemu katugendeyo tulabe
yobu essula ya 23 olunya olusooka awo yobu n'addamu n'ayogera nti ne leero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu okukubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito
gye yakomanga okwemulugunya
nga
mu butuufu afuuka mujeemu
kubanga
bye yasaba teyalina mu bigambo bya
nsonga
amakulu g'omutwe gwa leero gali bwe
gati
okujjuza ebigambo
eby'ensonga
ebijjudde okubikulirwa
kusobola
okusaba katonda n'atuwa
atuwa
emmere ey'omwoyo
n'ey'omubiri
obanga atuwa bye twetaaga naye nga tusooka okujjuza ebigambo
eby'ensonga nga
tulindirira kye yandituzzeemu yesu yeebazibwe kale n'olwekyo okwemulugunya kw'obaddewo mulugunya mu kusaba kwonna
kw'ozzaosaba
olw'okubanga tekulimu ku bikulirwa kwa kigambo kya
katonda
tekulina bigambo bya nsonga abadde takuddamu era nga bujja okoma
okwemulugunya
oyongera kuba mujeemu
ate
ng'ayongera nakukuba naye ku luno lukka tugenda tukkiriza ekigambo
kino
onyola okusatu katuwulire
yobu essuula eya 23 olunya olwokusatu
singa
mmanyi gye nnyinza okumulabira singa nnyinza okutuuka n'awali entebe ye
nti singa mmanyi gye nnyinza
omulabira kubanga
mu ssaala yange nandibaddemu
nga
sikyasaba busabi ayi katonda mukama omwesigwa wabula nga nteekamu
ekigambo
ayi mukama kitaffe atudde waggulu
eggulu lyonnanga
bwe kyawandika mu efesi essuula ey'okuna onyola omwenda paka 12
nti
mukama waffe yesu bwe yazuukira
n'ayita
mu ggulu lyonna
n'ajja
okusisinkana
nga
bwe kyawandikwa mu kubikkulirwa
essuula
esooka onya olusooka
bwe
yatuuka eyo
Father, you gave him a revelation. And that's the Father.
You
base above the heavens.
You
look through all the heavens. Like you spoke in Job.
Job
28. Verses 20.
mukama ekifo kyo gy'otuula era naffe gye twasooka
okubeera
nga bwe kiri mu befeso essuula esooka olunya olwokusatu paka olwokutaano era mukama ekigambo
kyo
kitudde mu ggulu ery'okusatu
kyotuma
okukola byonna
nga
bwe kiri mu bakolisa ekyokubiri
essuula
ekuminebbiri n'olusooka paka olwokusatu olwo nnomba mmanyi ekifo mukama
gy'asisinkana
anti musaala bwetyo
bwekulukuta
kubanga ekizibu kusaba katonda nga nejyabeera
tomanyi
newankubadde nga ajjudde eggulu
n'ensin'alina
ekifo ky'entebe
ye
agamba singa mbadde majje nyinza
omusinga
ekyosooka nenkizuula nti ebiri muguna ebiri ku nsi biri
muye
ate njagala okuzuula entebe ye
weeri
nsobola okuwootinga entebe ye
weeri
naye mwetegefu okumpuliriza kubanga alaba nnina okubikkulira tuddiremu olunya olwokusatu
Job 23 verse
3.
Singa mani jenyinzo kumulabira. Singa nyinzo kutuka na wali entebe ye.
Singa nyinzo kutuka na wali entebe ye.
Stretch and reach where his throne is.
In
Revelation chapter 4. Verses 1 to
5.
And they show us a throne. Surrounded by 24 elders. But Apostle Paul. The Holy Spirit takes him to the third heaven. Where his throne is. Now I can pray.
If
I know where his throne is. He says after discovering that. Knowing where his throne is. This is what I do down here. Verses 4.
Job 23
verses 4.
Nandiranyiza ensonga yange mu maaso ge. Nenjijuza akamwa kange ensonga.
Tiyandibadde ensonga yagiteeka mu maaso.
I would have stated this case before him.
Nasabanga ebigambo byasaba byonna bijjudde ensonga.
And all prayer is filled of meaningful words.
Bijjudde okumulisibwa.
Full of light.
Bijjudde okubikulirwa.
Full of revelation.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Mumanyinga twakizudde.
You know we discovered it.
Obuzibwe twabufuna.
Where the problem.
Yale y'omwoyo yatuyisa bubi.
The famine of the spirit affected us so much.
Bwe twatuka okusaba.
When we reached to pray.
Ne mu byonna byetwetaaga.
And in everything we needed.
Kubanga twali tetulina kigambo.
We had no word. And when we had it, it was not revealed.
Yes,
we
have
praise Jesus.
Agamba,
but he says, after getting revealed,
so
he can fill meaningful words. He can
come
to the dwelling place of the Lord.
Agamba,
and he says this, verses 5.
Job 23
verses 5.
Nandi manye ebigambo beyandinzizemu.
Nti mazima bwe nandi batenga muwadde ebigambo byansonga.
I would have stated meaningful words to him. Yesterday we heard of men who prayed. And they had meaningful words.
And
I waited to see what God is going to answer them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And when he answers that, you must understand what he answers
you.
Whether through the dream, he must explain them. Whether through a vision, whether it's past a human being, whether through the Bible you read the scripture, you must explain and you get the light of that word and you move with it.
Job 23
verses 5.
Nandi manye ebigambo beyandinzizemu n'entegeera beyandingambye. Yandi nyombeseza olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe.
If I had meaningful words, would God have opposed me?
Yandi muyombeseza.
He wouldn't have opposed me. But God to oppose you, your words you brought means there is no knowledge in them. And they are full of darkness.
That's
what is in Job 38. And he says, get from here. And he says, who is this who darkens my counsel with words? He darkens it with words without knowledge. You pray, but what you speak, there is no knowledge in it.
Meet
them with darkness and light.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now he says we don't have opposed him.
But we have
done this word down here. Let's repeat verse 6.
Job 23
verse 6.
Yandi nyombeseza olw'obukulu bw'obuyinza bwe nedda. Naye yandinzisizzaako omwoyo.
Nti olw'okuba ebigambo byandibadde bya nsonga.
Because your words have been meaning.
Katonda teyandi kuyombeseza mu kusaba.
God wouldn't have opposed you in your prayer.
Naye waliwo nalwa omusaba n'akuddamu n'ekirooto ekyekinyiizi.
There are times you ask God and he answers you with a wild dream which angers you. Or a vision.
That
is to cause headache upon you. You know that God is angered of what is answering you. Let him answer you what you never understand. You never claim that he never answered you. If you have meaningful words, you can hear what God answers you and you even understand them. But if you see him angered, he answers your visions which confuse you more. Adds on that to confuse you more.
So
the first dream you never understood it.
And
you still want to understand.
Ati katonda wamunyiza byosabye tebitegeere.
Anger to God what you prayed is not meaningful. kati obeera mulamu bwa kubona naye ekkanisa ebadde esaba wabula ekizibu balina enjala y'ekigambo kya Katonda nate basobola saba nga balina ebigambo eby'ensonmuggwa bugwi ku kyalo oba ku kitundu ne mutakalakati essaala buli omu kyawulira kyaleeta Each one, they don't know what they are praying.
You
just join each one, releasing what you want. And God hears you shouting, making noise for Him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But we heard Him before. Speaking. He had us on the mountains and every place we cried from. But He couldn't answer our prayers. For they were in wrong ways. And even our prayer wasn't right.
Job 23,
verses 7.
Eyo abamazima bandiyinzizza okuwoza naye. Bwe nandiwonyezebbwa bwe ntyo ennaku zonna eri omulamuzi wange
agamba nti singa tubadde tusobola okujjuza ebigambo
ebyensonga
tumanye entebeyeweerayo okuyita mu
kusaba
tukulembeddwa mwoyo
mutukuvunti
mbutuufu abaamazima bandibadde
basanyuka
kubanga esaala aziddamu
era
omulamuzi waffe mukama
waffe
yandibadde atuwonya
naye
olwokuba tutuuka tusaba ebigambo
ebitategeerekeka
atuuka n'akuyimiza n'okuyimiza n'agasa
okulindemuuko naye
ng'akuwa muganzi erina osaba okuva ku 12 ez'okumajja paka
12 And he says no. As you've just prayed a few minutes or hours, and he tells you stop. I cast to you in the name of Jesus. If you don't understand what you pray, you can even knock God and you bypass Him.
He stops
you, have begun to work, you've refused, you're moving on. You know Hezekiah, he entered prayer, and God answered him immediately.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But he had turned to the wall.
If he had
shut himself in and God had answered him,
he
decided that he's going to pray for 6 solid hours.
12.
Well, as soon as Isaiah had left his house, he told him, prepare your house. He turned to the wall. He began to ask God for more years.
But Isaiah was trying to move, but
as Isaiah is still on the way, not reaching his home,
and
God told him, "God tell him, I've added years to him." Imagine you enter the room, and you have decided, "I'm going to pray for 12 hours."
To
40 days until you've answered me, God. If he comes on the first day and he tells you stop. What do you do? Why don't you currently stand? For the famine of the word, you have no revelation.
It
reaches verse 7 and it comes upon you. Verses 8.
Job 23,
verses 8.
Laba, ntambula mu maso. Naye ye nga taliyo.
Kakati waliwo esaala zitusaba.
Now there are prayers we pray.
And
you go decide. You come back.
Omuyitako nga akugamba yimirira n'okuyimirira nga tosobola.
Once God tells you stop and you can never stop.
Wenga watabuse dda.
You have gotten wild.
So ati kati olawe tuba abasinga tuba tusaba.
See, most of us when we pray.
N'okuwulira oba tokyawulira.
Even hearing you no more hear that sense is not on.
You
can't hear him say my
sister.
Stop there and sit down. No, you are bubbling and shaking the head. You are holding the tabling stone. You are making noise with them.
Others
are sounding drums. Others are on the
guitar.
They keep boats and they are making noise with them.
Atuka n'okugalekera awo nga tukyawulira
tubala
twagambye nti abantu abalina enjala y'ekigambo kya Katonda bagwira ddala
eddala
nga ne bwomuyita asigala akomba
agendabati
agamba nti bw'abanga talina bigambo
byansonga
atuuka ekiseera nga mutuufu Katonda ne bwakola
tamulaba
akugamba leero nkugambye mwana wange togenda ku lusozi olwo togenda
my child don't go to this mountain today devil, why shouldn't I go to the mountain, you devil? I don't go began to do what you wanted. I have to go to the mountain. That's what I decided. Sleep, whether it rains or shines, I'll be there. Many times lack of revelations trouble us. All people are troubled and you are saved. God saved, became a child of God. And you are given of the Holy Spirit. And you reach a time when you prayed, you wasn't answered for a couple of years. You know there's another problem you're having. No more want to hear the Holy Spirit reveal you scriptures. But you reach a time you looked and you thought you had knowledge. And you thought you were a prayer person. Yet he knows we don't know how to pray as we ought to. None of us is the rightful prayer person. The right prayer person is the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. When you're in your prayer and you can never hear from him, it gets be hard to pray a right prayer. It means if you cannot hear a scripture, you can never hear the Holy Spirit. You can hear other spirits. He spoke in John 6:63. He said, the words they say unto you, they are spirit. They are life. If you cannot hear scriptures within your prayer, now you can never hear the Holy Spirit. Have you understood it? There you're going to move.
You're
born again of this generation. Speaking this, we don't mean we are not born again. But we speak of this generation, the born again of this generation. For we are not of this generation. We move of all generations. For they are our colleagues who are there before us. Like Abel.
He
was a bear born again. And he can't clear the voice of the Lord. He tells him, give only good things. Now Cain could never hear the voice of the Lord. He had his other judge beside him, the devil, and he was hearing from him.
He
tells him, offer bad things with the power of the Lord. Now we move in the salvation of all generations. Which was, which is, and which is going to come. It last ends with the Master coming to come for us back. That's when salvation will finish. Praise Jesus. Now there's a salvation which is today. And it's just been created in this generation. And what they do within it is very different from the ones of before. Now we can never move into such things. Job 23:8. And you head to the other side. If it is this room, you can stretch to the other extreme and you reach the wall, you don't see God. And you come back as you're praying and you don't find him there. And you head to the other side. Because you can't hear, you can never see him. Your movement is not to discover God. Discovering him is within scripture and to hear from him. That's why you first get the scripture from the word of God. When we get that and we've been revealed, things are going to be very easy.
Job 23:9.
Which is the time he tells the child, I've seen you move up and you've gone back. Now I'm here on the side of the east. And you brush there. As you reach there and you drum from there, you make noise.
You
where he is walking from, and you have sounded drums rather. You broke the tablets of the shrines and you're shaking them. You reach a time even when he walks, you can never see him. You say, my child, stop there. But you can never hear him. That is what is in the church today.
You can't
tofana yebyo.
But you don't even mind to hear from the Lord.
I will see
tatugene
mbaso
lesala. Ya rabaka
mama shakaraba yerebo bo rabasa. Otuka nakitanga nawe byogera
to bitete. The time what you speak, you don't understand it.
Na yenga oyogera nnimi.
But you speak in tongues.
Kati oba na yakudemu nnimi.
How you to answer you maybe in tongues. You reach and you've totally gotten mad. That's what's been happening upon us. And some of the people are still within the thing. And they got sick in the heads. And the boy again is always shaking the head. He is not settled. Another is put it on the side. Another is in the middle shaking it. Another is not right. He's looking up always.
There's
a problem which happened on us.
Reach
a time when we prayed, we never understood. And we made tricks out of which God can come out. And others you lie flat and you prayed. And another would sleep.
We
made tricks.
Others
called off our shirt, put it down waist. We are
shouting,
we are shouting with your shirt in the waist. And we thought
that
you'll answer us through those ways. Wasn't our way,
or
the way of the Lord through which he can pass.
Reaches,
and he works.
He
tells you, stop at midday, though
you say,
let me work in 4 hours. Stop there. You say, now to move to 6. As they make a call for you, that's the devil distracting my prayer. They taking me out of the spirit.
You're
going to get out. I don't know what you speak. You want to tell me? There are days you get out of the spirit, and you rather enter in spirit when you're going to pray. The phone call is taking you out of the spirit. If it's a phone of an angel, and
he's
made a phone call to you right at that moment, and wants to tell you, Lord, there are your things that have just arrived.
Born again.
No matter where you have hold your phone, it's not going to take you out of the spirit.
Now,
when Isaiah came back, he knocked, and Hezekiah was in the house.
He
would have refused to open
the door.
I'm in the spirit, who is knocking? Lord, I've been praying, but let me go see his
father.
He reached the Lord and come through the prophet back. I don't know what we have been on. If the child falls and lies down crying of hunger, the child is hungry. What are you claiming you're praying? The devil is crying on the side. That's the devil crying in the child. That's your child. Revelation.
And
before they are destroyed, they first suffer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Even Acts 12, when the brethren prayed, it was about reach them. And the girl tells them, I've seen a miracle outside. But for them, the one they were waiting for had come. People inside were about to reach that situation, about to claim they were in the spirit. But the end. The angel
was
so they had shut themselves in. They prayed, the angel sent
to
the
pastor.
They are still praying. And they released him, he moved to the world to where they are.
You've
not heard God has released the person. Praise the Lord, brethren. There is a certain book I read of Apostle John Mulinde. when he was teaching people of how to pray, most of the prayer of warfare, of being given. He told these principalities, they're like a blanket, you see, above you, between you and God. You know, that as you pray here, and the prayer grows more deep, out of it comes something like a fire. And the fire burns the blanket, makes a hole in it. And your prayer spreads through to reach God. When you reach your moment and your prayer is coming out of it, that principalities come in, the people around you, and perhaps a friend of mine begins to make a call to me. Oh, I hear a thought in me. Now let me go in the kitchen, prepare a certain food. He ends up saying, if you're in prayers like that, and you hear someone has called you, even if someone knocks your door, never open, even don't answer the phone. Don't listen to anything, continue in prayer. Me too, I knew it like that.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus. I think some people,
they
never sit under the counsel of God's word. God calls them and they run quick. Yes, he's called them, but they must
start
where the counsel of his words are. For after God calls you,
he spoke clearly in
Jeremiah 23:18.
You are
under the counsel of his words and he explains you. For the scripture
says,
greater is the one in us than the one in the world. And the others say, they on our side, they are more than the ones in the world. I want to worry so much like that. It
beats
as if I'm in the war alone. And the principalities go in another to make a phone call. And no one stops them. They have to make calls every time they want. They have to pass to a pastor to speak whatever they find. These ones
we
are praying the apostles and share themselves in. Acts 12. They were in prayer. Now we are going to refuse to open for the one knocking.
Why?
They too were not pretty sure. But what came out helps to get revealed more. Don't be in prayer and never listen to the Lord. He can send any person. You give some time. We as we pray are not in prayer alone.
Me, as
I drop my mouth to speak, the Spirit continues to pray. We don't pray alone. You tell me I've kept quiet and the Spirit too is shut up, then I don't understand that. For Joshua commanded the sun and the moon to stand still until they overcome. Called a blanket above you and between you and God up there. That blanket is lack of knowledge. And the unrighteousness of people. He speaks that the world which has separated me from you.
It's not
principality putting a blanket above you. We should reach that ahead of
them.
When God explains this, your unrighteousness has separated me and you. And when we pray a prayer, God asks us to hear from you right where you are.
But
no one can run from his spirit.
Like
we heard in Psalms 139:7-8. No matter where you go, the spirit remains there. Now the words, when they lift up, and it.
Yes, he was
impressed, Jesus. Let's take them and we talk things of the children to the world.
And we
compare them that God told us.
And
be a young child who understands at least. Let's not speak words of the mad people.
And we connect that God spoke them.
Where
your prayer reaches and it begins to make a fire. Your prayer is an aroma of knowledge. According to what we read in 1 Corinthians, we shall continue to see it. We say we move on to get revealed. Everything you speak of, you have to see of it. What hinders your prayers to move on? You reach to do this when you have sins even? For we are taught of repentance. But all that we have told us
is
exactly the cut of God.
And
the devil attacked that mountain. And they made huts there. Right now, when their God is arriving, the electricity first goes off. And it gets on human heads.
Yes.
I am Jesus.
Say,
I have come. I died for you. I've come
to
you. Why are you doubting? Why is Jesus so much on tension? Until they would doubt him.
Can't you
teach them and take out the doubt out of them? It just rises up once. You
need
to regret of doubting him. Forgive me, Lord. That is in the shrine. And he rises,
my child,
why are you doubting me? That's how they speak. But we need meaningful words. The truth is, we could never understand that. Because one day the Holy Spirit here, he fell on a person. He himself was there. He's not speaking what he saw. Me too, I thought he was the Spirit of the Lord. And he told the whole congregation, we are fed up, and he told us, all of us, to sit down on the floor. And they all sat on the floor. For he made Moses, he tells him, take off your sandals. The place you are in is holy.
Mm-hmm.
When they sat down, there's a pastor who was asking all. And that pastor, he was not around. Now the person upon whom the Holy Spirit was, not even the Holy Spirit, that's the spirit of the devil. He went in the office. For the pastor in the office, the first pastor. He was going to slap and whip the pastor in the office. He told him, fuck
it.
God, if he's God, he never knew where the pastor is. Where is the pastor who he does us to pray here? It's another day they made us run. When God came, he told you what? When he came, he said, what has made you wait all this time when you don't go and my people are dying abroad? You are here. What are you doing here? Why have you delayed all along? I've ever called you. It's past a long time. Now it is 38 years ever since I called you. My people are dying. He made us make a line there. He made us run. Now you run into it. And we move around the mountain. And we are running to enter nations by faith.
We are entering America, South Europe.
And we ran. Others who had come and they had fasted, they were falling. And we are in the fasting. and fasting for the nations 40 days. 50 and others slimmed. They are walking. And we insisted, we said, God, for your people we shall endure it. If we die, let's die. We must enter nations. What were you taking in the nations? This world has issues. When apostles were sent in all nations, how long were they made to run? And when God was sending them in Matthew 10, how many times did he tell them to run? There are things and they are mad like things. I say that things we do and they are of mad people and we claim God has made them us do them.
Now,
that cannot be a mad like that. How many prophets God make to run around like that? But God has given us grace. Let's get back to Job.
Job 23:9. Yekweka ku mukono ogwa ddyo n'okulaba nesinza kumulaba.
Atuuka ekiseera n'akukoowa.
It reaches the time he gets tired of you.
Tambule eno neri neno byogera tobitegeera.
And there what is not understand it and he hides himself.
Naga wao mwana kamuleke yakute ddalu. Anantomera n'okunto.
His child is got mad, he may even knock me down.
Malaika gwe batuma okukwata oyagala Musa bamukusalwa mpaka.
Who was sent to help you want to ask a blessing by force from him. You capture him. God, go without blessing me. You first break your socket bone. You first get ulcers when you fasted, held and insisted on him. And you get out after getting a car with sorrow attached to it. For the angel right had met Jacob. And he had come to tell him something. But he had to be patient with the angel. But he held him by force. Don't go without blessing me. What was a very wrong thing. For he broke his socket bone. The socket bone was broken. And he began walking, limping like that. And Israel stopped eating meat of that portion. Anytime they wanted to eat, it reminded them of their forefather, what he experienced. But the problem which was there, his blessing had a lot of sorrow attached. The name remained up working. But he himself had no blessing. For what followed up upon him? When he thought that Esau, he's going to kill him. Because he had stolen a blessing before from him. Yes, the blessing was for Jacob. But the tricks he made to get it was the wrong way. Together with the mother. He wouldn't have acted hypocritical like that. God would have given him his blessing. For he had shown it when his kids were growing. And Esau had no interest in the blessing. Even rich telling, give me food in the blessing, I give you the blessing. He had given it to him. I don't know where the tricks he got them from. It caused him to even go up as a fugitive and run away. And the angel wanted to come back. And God appeared, told him, I've blessed you now. But what surprises most? God put a punishment behind the blessing. After making trickily in getting this blessing.
Yes, we have
praise him. Jesus.
So rich of Uganda.
Because of that, brethren, we need to align ourselves as we ask for that blessing. After that, he worked for women 14 years.
We
reached 14 years. He's working for mere women.
And
Esau is prospering all those years.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Agenda vanga ina bitonongesa wa ina
bibi. As he came from there, he had little things. Esau had many possessions.
Era amwaniza na amwako ne kubibi.
He welcomed him and gave him some of the possessions.
Aye chadira byali bizibu byere.
What followed was only problems.
Batabani be ate
his sons.
Omu agenze ne mama we bakoze bitasana.
Had a relation with the mother.
Batunze muganda wawe.
He sold their brother.
Atibafuse bavu ate muganda wabandirize Misiri.
He came poor sinner who is welcoming them in Egypt.
Mukama nabonereza omulembo ogwo.
And God punished that generation for the works they had done.
Na ye tutugenda kuyita wonyo.
We are not going to pass that more.
Kwanga tulina kusomako ku party y'obufumbo katono.
Have you started the part of marriage briefly?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Na ye kisinga mu byonna.
But the most important of all,
kitugwani dokulia ekigambo kya katono.
It's required of us to eat the word of God.
Tusobola okuwona enjala eri eyogerwako mu Amos 8.
That we can escape the famine spoken of in Amos 8.
Ajogerako bwati.
He speaks of it like this.
Yogera mu kubikulirwa.
He spoke in Revelations.
Kubikulirwa.
Revelation 10.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's begin from verse
9.
Begin from verse 8.
Okubikulirwa esula ya 10 onyoro 8.
Revelation 10 from verse 8.
Neddoozi lye nawulira nga liva mu ggulu. Ne ndiwulira nate nga lyogera nange. Ne lingamba nti, genda otwale ekitabo ekibikuse mu mukono gwa malayika. Ayimiride ku nyanja ne ku nsi. Ne ngenda eri malayika. Nga mugamba okumpa akatabo. N'angamba nti twala okamire. Era kana akaya olubuto lwo. Naye mukamwako kana aba kawomerevu ng'omubisi gw'enjuki. Ne ntwala akatabo ne nkajja mu mukono gwa malayika. Ne nkamira. Ne kaba mukamwa kange kawomerevu ng'omubisi gw'enjuki bwe nakalya. Olubuto lwange ne lukakaize.
Ne kakawa mu lubuto Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Twetaaga kulya ekigambo kya Mukama.
We need to eat the word of the Lord.
Bwe tuba tukiyingiza.
If we are entering it in us.
Kiba kisasanyo lyeri.
It's of great joy.
Mpozi okukawa kwacho.
Maybe it's getting sour.
Kuli mu kulemera ku kifulumya.
It's in refusing to release it out.
Okukyongera eri abalala.
To spread it to many others.
Kisobola okukuletera ebizibu
bingi. It can bring you many problems.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tuvula tubikwasa abantu abeesigwa banasobola okubyogera.
Why we committed to faithful people who teach it to others.
Naye nga akatabo ke yali ali.
But the book he was eating.
Yeremia 15:16 bakanyonyola bulungi.
Yeremia 15:16 is spoken of and explained well.
Yeremia esula ya 15 lunyo lwe 16.
Jeremiah 15:16.
Ebigambo byo byalabika nembiria. N'ebigambo byo byali gendi. Ebigambo byo byalabika nembiria.
Yasinga n'ebigambo bya Mukama.
Met the words of the Lord.
N'abiria.
And he ate them.
Akano kukasira.
Now is the moment.
Tulie ekigambo kya Katonda.
We eat the word of God. Gets fuel in our lives. The famine and the thirst will cease to be upon us. These words God never lies. When you've just gotten them, you may not hear the power and the strength of them. When they begin to rework, you see the power of those works. Let's finish that verse.
Jeremiah 15:16. Nti ebigambo byo byalabika n'embiria. N'ebigambo byo byali gyendi ssanyu. N'okusanyuka kw'omutima gwange. Kubanga ntumiddwa erinnya lyo, ayi Mukama.
Bw'olya ebigambo bya Mukama, erinnya lye libeera
naawe. Begins to be with you.
Tumanye nga Mukama waffe Yesu yali ayogera ebigambo.
We know the Master Jesus was speaking these words.
Bwe yawulira ebigambo bya Kitaffe.
When he heard the words of the Father.
N'abirya.
And he ate them.
Ebimuwoomera ddala.
They were so sweet for him.
Okuggyawo enjala eri ey'omwoyo.
Take away the spiritual famine.
Ojja kukkuta.
You'll be get satisfied.
Ojja kuba bulungi.
You'll be well.
Ebigambo bijja kuweereza.
Those words will always plead for your sake.
Nga bwe yayogera mu Yokaana.
Like he spoke in John 15:7. If you abide in me, and my words abide within you,
and
ask of all you need that is given you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let's think so much to eat these words.
Yeremia esule 15 olunyiriri olwe 16.
Jeremiah 15:16.
Kubanga ntumiddwa erinnya lyo, ayi Mukama Katonda ow'Eggye. Satula mukunganiro lyabo ab'ebinyumu. So saasanyuka.
Waliyo amakunganiro g'ab'ebinyumu.
Yes, synagogues are poor in pleasures always.
Gye babeera eyo nga bazina b-boy.
Where they are always there dancing b-boy.
Simanyi
and dance heaven and dances we don't understand. You've eaten the word, you can understand, you can't be in their synagogues. Jeremiah 15:17. When he feeds you with the word, you begin to get hungered of some things. Like the brethren was made to run all over the mountain. You understand the devil is the one troubling you. You get so furious. Attack the devil with prayer which is meaningful. Jeremiah 15:18. Is it a pain? If they passed through them many years,
and
I prayed I was troubled, for I prayed within ignorance. Within revelations I've gotten pain, Lord. I pray you take away the pain. For right now I've eaten your word, and I've begun to totally understand.
N'ekiwundu kyange kibeerera ki ekitawonyezeka ekigaana okulogebwa. Kazi oli bagendi ng'akagga akalimba ng'amazzi agagwawo.
Kino ye kiyinza okubeera bwe kiti
mukama. Can it be like that, Lord?
Olinga omugga ogugenda okukalira.
And you are like a brook which is going to dry.
Tuli mu Yeremiya 15:19. Mukama kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, bw'oli komawo kale ndi kuzza.
Bw'oba ggwe ng'okomyewo,
if you come back,
ne wana abawe kikukwatidde
mukubo, he will pull you to restore you back to him.
Gwe tandikako olugendo lw'okudda,
just begin the journey of coming back.
Newankubadde nga wana ajja ebyagala okulemesa
mu kkubo, even though they are appearing things trying to hinder you on the way,
bw'oba okomyewo mu kulya ekigambo kya Katonda,
if you come back to eat the word of God,
gwe tandikako olutandiso,
you just begin and you will see.
Yagambye bw'oli komawo naye nga akukomyewo,
he said when you come back he'll restore you himself.
Because bw'oba otuuse okudda eri Katonda,
it is when you reach to come back to
know, ataajja mu kkubo n'akunonaako,
he comes along the way and even comes for you along the way. Let them not hinder him to reach.
He
is coming back. You go for him. Remember, we used to pray prayer. What is worthful and what is worthless, we
chose them.
But he said, what do you have to do now? Separate them. Words of mad people, put them aside. Get words which are worthful. And pray meaningful things. Jeremiah 15:19.
Olibanga kamwa kange.
Kati mukama olw'okubuuza oli ekigambo
kye. Because you've come eating the word of God.
Otuuka ng'oyogera nga ye.
You preach and you speak like him.
By'oyogera by'alina okukola.
What you speak is what he has to do. Bw'oyogera
mu kigambo kye mw'osabira.
For you speak within his word and you pray within it.
Ayi mukama.
You said like this, O Lord.
Okyawandikwa bw'eki.
It's written in this scripture.
Era n'oyongera okutegeeza bw'oti.
You speak what he said. You have, he has to act upon them. I don't know if I understand that. It reaches and makes your mouth like this mouth. For his words you've been eating. Jeremiah 15:19.
Era ndi kufuula eri abantu bano bugwe ow'ekikomo aliko enkomera.
Mukama wakunyweza n'akuteekako obukuumi.
God establishes you and put protection upon you.
Tunokola ekintu kimu.
We have to do one. Gwe
funa olye ekigambo kya Katonda.
You get and eat the word of God.
Kibikulirwe bulungi kubanga tukiri olw'okubikulira.
Revealed well for eat it by revelation.
Aba alina okukuuma n'obukuumi bw'otagenda. Tobusaba na busa.
With the protection you don't even ask for.
Yobu gwe mubuuze.
You ask Job.
Asingana Yobu baali bamukuumye n'ebintu bye byonna.
Job had been protected with all his possessions.
Sitani agenda okulumba nga oli bamukuumye.
As the devil attacked you, had a heavy protection upon you.
Yaddayo mukama nawo omulabyeko Yobu.
You went backward as have you seen Job, my servant?
Yobu olowooza akwagalira
bwereere. You think Job loves you in vain?
Yenna wamukuuma n'oteekako.
I have nowhere to pass to access
it.
Every wisdom has tightened it. everywhere. Even his animals protected them. You think he laughs in vain? That's because of the things. Take away the hedge and the
protection.
God knew that Job had tightened wisdom in himself. And the devil had nowhere to access him. He told him, if you take the position, you will remain, believe in me.
That
God had prepared a new thing. He knew Job had to overcome.
Then
he prepared a double portion blessing for him. After you test him, I will give him a double portion. That's why the Bible says that when the righteous swears in serving God, even though they make a loss, they never regret. Because they know they're going to be restored double.
And
that comes from Revelation. Praise Jesus. God can pose you 1 year not to work. And he wants to do something for you. And to test the devil to show him that you see can remain serving me.
If
the next coming years gives you double portion, one thing you need a revelation. He can pose you for 6 months. He can pose you for 2 months.
When you finish
them without complaining, then you are given a reward.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
what we need to know, God is not a liar. Jeremiah 15:20.
Kubanga nze ndi wamu nawe okukulokola n'okukuwonya, bwayogera Mukama. Era ndi kuwonya mu mukono gw'ababi, era ndi kununula okukujja mu mukono gw'ab'entiisa.
Yes, you was good.
Praise Jesus.
He is ready
to help us every day. Meet his words and we eat them. And they get to abide in us. We are going to be like men like Elijah. They speak, it's not going to be raining.
As
I stand before the Lord. And God does it like that. He speaks the words of God.
Things
of and planning to speak whatever you hear in your ears. Because the problems you've gotten, you create a prayer session there. It's not like that, brethren.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus so much.
Let's
pray like a few prayers. We shall see this part more tomorrow.
We'll
ask some more of the spiritual food. Tomorrow we shall be revealed of our eating of the flesh, which we discover that they also broaden. Involves the food of the stomach, the food of the eyes, the food of the ears. We speak of the clothing. We speak of these of the body.
And
we speak of even our houses, even our cars. The body wants to smoke when it is seated in the house.
Now
clothes
so far come.
We had not been brought in our revelation about that. We prayed a little. Even the reader asked to use it wrongly. But it would be a lie.
Tukugurumiza era tukudize kitibwa n'ettendo. Mukama otubuulidde nti bwe tunaategeera entebe y'obweri era ne tukuŋŋaanya ebigambo eby'ensonga nga tumaze okulya ekigambo kyo nga bw'ategeezezza mu Yeremiya 15:16 nti ebigambo byonna bisisinkana n'embirya ne binzijuza essanyu. Mukama tutegeddeko nti mu Yokaana 15:7 bwe tubeera mu ggwe n'ebigambo byo nga birimu ffe tusobola okusaba kyonna kye twetaaga ne kituweebwa. Era otugambe bwe tunaalya ebigambo byo akamwa kaffe kagenda kuba nga kamwako. Ayi kabaka era bye tunaayogeranga mu kigambo kyo onaabikolanga. Tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kubanga otuyigirizza okulya omuzingo gw'ekitabo nga bwe tulidde eri mu kubikulirwa essula y'ekkumi olunyi otandika ssebo kabaka olw'omukaaga n'okukiira. Tutegedde era tuneeyongeranga okulya ekigambo kyo. Tukusaba okkirize omwoyo wo omutukuvu atubikulire ekigambo kyo twongere okukirya okukirira ddala nga bwe wategeeza mu ngeri essula esooka olunyi olw'23 ndibafukako omwoyo wange oluvannyuma lw'okubanenya nemukkiriza okulenya kwange era omwoyo yalibaleetera okutegeera ebigambo byange. Wategeeza mu Yokaana 14:16 nti naye omwoyo bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza byonna. tukwebaza olw'omusomesa atubikkulira ekigambo kyo ne tubeera n'emmere ey'okulya ey'omwoyo era tukulira ddala awe wayogera mu Peter ekisooka essula ey'okubiri oyogera nti ng'abaana abaakajja muzaali w'omulundi ogw'okubiri egomenga ekigambo ekyamata era ekyamazima ekinaasobola okubakuza ayi kabaka ba kabaka okutuuka ku kigira kya Mukama waffe Yesu naffe tuneegombanga okulya ekigambo kyo era tunaagobera ddala enjala ey'omwoyo nga bwe wayogerako mu Amosi 8:12 walibaawo enjala si yakulya mmere n'ennyonta si yakunywa mazzi wabula yakulira kigambo era abantu bali walamba ensozi n'ebiwonvu okuvaayo okunoonya ekigambo naye tebalikiraba twesiimye ffe okututuukirizaako ekigambo kiri tewayogera mu Ezekyeri 34 olowooza kintu kyangu nnyo okulya omuddo omulungi ekigambo ekinanyoleddwamu ekitayongeddwamu era ekitatooleddwamu n'okunywa amazzi amateefu ag'omwoyo omutukuvu mu bigambo byo wayogera ng'ebigambo by'otugamba gwe mwoyo era bwe bulamu mukama otukulukusizaamu ebyawandiikwa bitukuvu mu mubiri gwaffe era kankawo tuwulira essanyu tubugaanye essanyu ery'omwoyo w'omutukuvu y'otuwasinga ensi bwegaba nga bw'otukoze bw'otyo mukama okole ne mu nsi ey'omubiri kwebyo bye twetaaga bye wayogerako bwemufunanga ebyokulya n'ebyokunywa bibamalenga n'ebyokwambala bibamalenga tutegeerera ddala nga wayogera mu Bakolinso ng'ogamba emmere ya lubuto n'olubuto lwa mmere oligizikiriza kale emmere ey'omubiri bw'ebeera ey'olubuto era waliya emmere ey'amaaso omuli zi tivi ebyambalo ebirungi okulabako ayi Katonda omuli n'abakyala abalungi n'abasajja abalungi amaaso be gayinza okulaba abo wategeeza nti nno oyo afuna omukazi w'okuwasa ora afuna okuganja erimu araba omukazi w'okuwasa afuna okuganja kale amaaso ne galaba ebyo ebiringa ebyo era n'abatanira basobole okulaba kubanga okulya kuli kugazi nnyo era n'amaaso galya n'amatu gaffe okuwulira galeedi ennungi ne emyuziki gazivaamu ennungi era ne tivi ennungi bigaziwa ayi Katonda ako wayogera mu ttemesa ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga essula ey'omukaaga onywa olw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana olw'omwenda oyogera nti omufunanga ekyokulya era n'ebyokwambala bibamalenga mukama tutegedde ng'omubiri guyinza okwambala engoye naye bwe gusula wabweru nga tegulina nnyumba bwe guyinza okwambazibwa okubeera okuwona enkuba n'omusana n'olubugumu n'empewo era wabeerawo okwemulugunya eriffe mukama emibiri gyaffe olumu gyetaagisiza ddala okutambula nga giri mu kayumba akayitibwa emmotoka ebyo byonna tunaalaba nga tugaziyiddwamu kubikulibwa naye bye twetaaga onaabituwa kubanga awatali kubikulibwa abantu bo bazikirira naye okubikulibwa kununula abangi ayi kabaka ba kabaka era n'okumanya kuleetera abantu be okubeerawo n'okuwangaala tukwebaza kubanga olunaku lw'enkya tuneeyongera okumanya n'okubikulula ebyokulya byaffe ebyo era tunaasanyuka mu maaso go tunaabeera zadde erisanyusiddwa Katonda waffe ng'otuwadde byonna bye twetaaga mulamu buno ne mukuweereza tukwebaza kubanga owulidde okusaba kwaffe era onaakuddamu si mu kaseera kanene nnyo olinnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu amiina.
Mukama akuwa omukisa wetuulireko.
Sit down.
Twakusuubiza nti omuntu kuva agenda tuwa amaanyi tujja yimirira.
We promise the Holy Spirit is going to empower us, we shall stand.
Tugenda mu service eyokubiri.
We are going in the second service.
Wakyaliyo eyokusatu.
There is still the third service.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus.
Tuyinayo eyokusatu eyitibwa olugendo lw'eggulu.
We have the third service called the Journey of Heaven.
Tugenze mu yakubiri obufumbo family entukuvu n'obufumbo obutukuvu.
The second service, the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage.
Ebitabo biwereewereko muweze ku bitabo.
Let's have a number of books.
Kubanga bwe twasoma ebyensi twalina agatabo gangi.
For in the things of the world we studied and had many books.
Wasomako nawe atasomako osomeseza ku mwana.
You never studied your talking your students at school.
Olaba ku gatabo ga leeta.